Dude, there's nothing more humbling than when you get into like an argument with somebody and then you go to their page, whether it's on like Twitter or TikTok or something, and you see it's literally like a 14-year-old. Like, you feel so pathetic when you're like arguing about like Joe Biden or something, and then you go in their profile on TikTok and they have a video that's just like, here's all the best Power Rangers. And you're like, what the fuck? What was I doing?
Yeah, that's a good... Yeah, or like lots of, I think there was one that I saw the other day. There was like someone else I knew who was like, had this very long argument with someone, and you sort of go on their page and like, they were a Twitch streamer. And they were also like, and I found that like what they do, they're like one of those accounts that streams everything they do on Twitch. And so presumably the argument that they were having online was sort of being streamed, and like there probably is a monetizable component to that as well. I think, like, I don't spend a lot of time on Twitch, but I think one of the things that is interesting, or at least sort of like something that is worth bearing in mind, in fact, like Phoebe sort of says, Phoebe's like, she has a much more articulate way of phrasing it, but I think her argument is just like, or sort of her observation is like, you know, when you're online, you should sort of assume that like a good percentage of interactions you have are from people who are just trying to make money or like sell something. And, you know, most of the time it is people who are like trying to sell courses, or they're trying to sell like crypto, or they're, you know, trying to sort of shark particular types of sponsor products. Like, it's very transparent. But I think like in the case of, you know, the Twitch streamer that I mentioned, you know, it's an interesting case of like, oh, you know, you could sort of be believing that you are earnestly trying to sort of like, you know, talk to someone on the internet, but really what's happening is like you are sort of being pulled into like a scheme beyond your comprehension, but nevertheless like is benefiting them at the expense of your own well-being.
That's a really good point, and I don't think that I'm even like exempt from that. Like, I have a Patreon where I make fun of things people say on the internet. So, and when I have posts that are viral, people go to my profile and they see my pinned go to my Patreon tweet. So, like, you know, it's all part of the same fucking content ecosystem, and I'm not above it.
But even I, it's not to sort of say that any of us are above it. I think if you are sort of producing anything, even like by way of a conversation that you have to pay to listen to. And again, I say this with no irony at all. I'm also very thankful for everyone that like supports this show, because I, you know, we do enjoy doing it, and like we do put a lot of work into doing it as well. But nevertheless, like, you know, it is not like unfathomable, and it's certainly something I think worth kind of bearing in mind, that like, you know, a good percentage of the interactions that you have on, and I think a lot of this is, I've got a question for you after I make this point about like the sort of transition, but I think the way that the internet is sort of structured at the moment, where there is always kind of like, you know, you're always sort of being pushed to monetization, and you're always being pushed towards like commercialization of some form, right? Whether that's as like, whether that's in terms of like selling a product or selling yourself as a service or consuming one. The way in which that is structured is one of, you know, where almost every interaction will kind of have that type of monetizable component. And it is worth bearing that in mind in terms of like how going into something and thinking about like, well, is this sort of an effective conversation? Is this something that I sort of want to invest time in doing? The reason why I brought that up was because another question that we tend to ask guests, especially those who sort of have experience sort of being online for a long period of time, was like, you know, were you someone who also kind of spent a lot of time on forums? Like, you know, in terms of how you kind of, I guess in terms of like the idea of growing up on the internet, did you sort of go through any particular did you go through any particular phases? Were there any like forums or like websites that you spent a lot of time on that you think kind of is formative to how you think about yourself online now?
Yeah, there are definitely a bunch of forums. I mean, I was definitely a big forums guy. There's this one forum that I won't even say the name of, but I have been trying for years to get them to delete my account or at least remove the like personal information on it that's from when I was like in middle school, and they refused to do it. Like, it's just not a function we have. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like 13 or 14 on this website. I don't think I said anything like offensive or anything, but I'm afraid to even look. Like, I went on recently and I was trying to get them to delete my account. And my most recent post from like literally, I don't even know, like 15 years ago, 16, 17 years ago, was, haha, I'm not gay, just 12 or something. And I was just like, get rid of this. Delete this whole thing. but yeah, those, I mean, I don't know. Those were like, that was like, you know, I probably had like 10,000 posts on that forum.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's a real,
who knows like what's in there. Post.
What kind of forum was it?
It was a board game forum.
Oh God. Okay. So like, games. So like, did like what kind of stuff happened there that made you sort of like post so much?
I think it was just, you know, it was just like one of those like general forums. I went back recently and saw that it was extremely conservative too. Like, I don't know if it was like that when I was a kid, but it was like a lot of it was just like, you know, anti-woke screeds. I'm just like, what are these people talking about? I think when I was on it, it was just like, I remember just like learning how to talk to people on the internet. I thought they were all very cool and older than me. There were a lot of like college kids on it and shit like that, talking about like nerd stuff. And there was like kind of like a prestige to having like a lot of posts on there. So people would even create threads where it was just like, just spam this thread to get your number higher. Like it was like a game. So people were doing all sorts of stuff. There was like clans and stuff like that people had. You had to apply to them. I think I applied and got into like a Transformers themed clan. What? You had to like submit an application.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wait.
So I like, wasn't even into it. I didn't even like Transformers.
Do you remember what was on the application?
I don't remember.
What kind of questions?
I can't remember what it was. I just remember that it was run by a married couple in college, which even like in middle school, I was like, who are these people that run this clan and want to, like, to, looking back on it, it was like, why did you want to talk to this child? What are you doing?
Yeah, was that's a bit sus now, right?
I certainly said my age.
Yeah.
I don't think they were like creepy or anything, but it was just like from an entertainment perspective, like don't do that. It's weird.
Were there any like other forums or like were you into like flash games or anything during?
Sure,
I'm just thinking about like the period of time you might be talking about.
I graduated high school in 2011. So, yeah, this was all in like the 2000s. I was also on the Cracked forums. I don't know if you remember those. They were called Pointless Waste of Time.
Yeah.
What? I was on there a lot. I embarrassed myself on that a ton. They also had like a karma system that I remember being in the negative for a long time and feeling great shame when I was like 17. They had like a Photoshop contest that I used a lot too, where I learned how to like do Photoshop, which is now like a thing that I try to do for work, which is kind of funny to think that it started as just like Photoshop contest on this forum. Those were all run by David Wong or Jason Pargan, I think he goes by now. That was a weird pseudonym, but he's the writer of John Dies at the End. So that was a cool place. I definitely learned a lot about like comedy and writing from those guys.
Yeah.
Which was cool when I was a young boy.
I think that's an interesting, but I was gonna say it's an interesting aspect to sort of only because I think I have like similarities in terms of when I look back in terms of learning how to write and like the particular ways in which I sort of learned how to write. Realizing that, oh no, quite a lot of this did come from like doing, you know, like sort of penning like and like screeds on forums.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't really pick that up until afterwards, but I was thinking about this the other day in terms of like, oh, even sort of, you know, the transition to sort of, especially like a very particular kind of online writing, I think does stem from that space of, you know, trying to imitate, or at least like, I think as you mentioned also, because I was also on another forum where I was desperately trying to get like my, I guess like my karma up in order to sort of get to what I thought were higher levels of being on that forum. I really wanted to be cool on the forums. It like for a very long time, actually, like it was a very big part of me. I cared a lot more about my social clout on the forums than I did about my real life. And so that obviously incentivized me to spend a lot more time on there and to make up loads of bullshit and to sort of lie about, you know, my age, like, you know, so much fabrication. Which I think like really did influence like at least the kind of creative impulse in my writing, because you're like, oh shit, like in order to sort of get to these new places or in order to sort of associate with like the cool people on these forums, they have to really think that I, like some suburban kid in England, like is like cool enough to sort of interact with them. And yeah, so it's interesting how like that type of social anxiety kind of plays out.
Yeah.
And how it affects you, like, you know, or at least how it affected me in my actual like real life in terms of foregoing actual friendships in order to try make, you know, make good friends with like, you know, weed guy 420.
Yeah, exactly. Someone who's like just name and profile picture and like SIG banner you knew, like it was just complete bullshit. But I mean, there were cool people on there. It was a lot of that website. I was on the Pointless Waste of Time, like they were, a lot of it was like Something Awful runoff, and I was like too young to really be on there because you needed to pay money for it, so I couldn't do Something Awful. So it was very much like, I mean, Jason Parkin's like a real writer. He doesn't know who I am, I don't think, but like I would like pick up little gems of wisdom from him when he would tell other people, you know, which was like cool.